What you are hearing is a performance of Joseph Rheinberger's composition Deus Tu Convertens by the St. John Paul II Schola Cantorum, an a cappella choir based in the Buffalo area. It's one of several choirs that will be featured in the Diocesan Choir Festival concert, April 21st, in St. Louis Church in Buffalo. Steve Cabral directs the Schola Cantorum and says one of the aims of this festival is to inspire more choirs to emerge and grow.
Council of Vatican II said, you know, choir should be diligently fostered. And that hasn't really happened the way I think the Council Fathers would have liked. It's gone the other way. Choirs are disappearing. So a choral festival like this, we hope, will inspire parishes, other music directors, and singers to participate.
The concert will begin at 5 p.m. April 21st. Four choirs will be featured. They include the St. Joseph Cathedral Choir, led by Tim Socha, St. Louis Choir, under the direction of Frank Shinta, Queen of Heaven Choir with Kevin Capagnola, and Cabral's Schola Cantorum. At the end of the concert, the choirs will combine to form a unified choir of an estimated 100 people. Bill Fay, interim director of the Buffalo Church Musicians Guild and music director at 14 Holy Helpers Church in West Seneca, explains why they've chosen St. Louis Church as the concert venue.
Well, I think starting with the fact it's the mother church of the diocese. And I think that choirs sound much better in resonant acoustics. For instance, a lot of our contemporary churches are carpeted, and acoustical choirs don't sound as well in those. Also, St. Louis has a beautiful grand piano, which will be utilized. And the pipe organ has been extant for over 100 years. It was made by the Kimball Company in Chicago, and it's been refurbished and has a wonderful romantic sound.
It is St. Augustine who is often credited with the saying, "He who sings prays twice." The authenticity of that quote is debated, but the Catholic Church makes clear what makes a hymn appropriate for liturgical use. Steve Cabral.
Well, I would point back to the church teaching on sacred music, and that it should be universal, it should be beautiful, objectively beautiful. And some people say, it's just a matter of taste, but it really isn't. There are, and the church, if you go to church documents, that describe, here are the qualities of beautiful music that's really appropriate for as sacred music, for liturgical music. It should be music that should be texts that are derived mostly from scripture or other liturgical sources, like the Liturgy of the Hours or, you know, writings of the saints and those kinds of things.
And Cabral says the mission of the Schola Cantorum is to preserve and promote some of the great treasures of the Catholic Church. Fay, meanwhile, is hopeful this concert inspires not only church choirs throughout the diocese, but inspires the greater Catholic community.
I think there's so much in media coverage right now about the disappointments in our ecclesiastical institutions. And I think an event like this is a nice corrective and give us a little bit of balance to find some hope and some joy in our church and in the arts that the church has fostered down through the years.
Admission to the festival concert is free, but an at-will donation will be accepted at the door. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.